And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. We just heard the band Delivery with the song Personal Effects from the Personal Effects The Topic 7-inch that came out in April of this year. Delivery's from Melbourne. And before that, we had X-Ray Specs with the song The Day the World Turned Dayglow from their Germ-Free Adolescence LP that came out in 1978. So I'm coming from Portland, Oregon, and we're kind of getting half a summer this year. It was very overcast and rainy up until mid-July, so we're just now starting to see the sun. And one of my favorite things about living in the Pacific Northwest is that it being dark for like 10 months out of the year, everyone loses their minds when the sun comes out. Because of that, you get a lot of very creative people that are finally getting out of their basements for the first time all year, and everyone loses their minds. It's this kind of creative, weird burst of insanity. Nobody really cares what they look like or how they're presenting themselves. They're just doing whatever fun stuff they can do in the sunshine while we have it. So tonight I want to listen to a lot of really great weirdo punk, which is, I think, if we look at where punk rock came from, the ethos of it is you can't tell me what to do. So let's keep it going with another fantastically weird band from Portland. This is Plastic Weather with the song For Now. We'll be right back. That was the band Pill from New York with the song Which Is True. from the Convenience LP that came out in 2016. And then before that, we had the legendary Romeo Void from San Francisco with the song Wrap It Up from the Benefactor LP that came out in 1982. And then before that, we had the band Plastic Weather, and that was the song For Now from the Plastic Weather 7-inch that came out in 2018. So I was really glad to get to play Plastic Weather with Romeo Void, because I think the two of them are kindred spirits. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. We're continuing our episode on weird, don't tell me what to do punk with kind of spacey sounds, oftentimes brass, so it was really cool to hear the saxophone in those three songs. We're going to build tonight to a band that I think is one of the best examples of what the ethos of punk rock should be, a band that never once cared what they looked like or what people thought of them. So let's keep it going tonight with the band Billium. This is the song Soup Season.
We're ready for hockey.
Yeah, that was the Hertfordshire band Flux of Pink Indians with the song Myxomatosis from the Strike to Survive Causing Least Suffering Possible LP that came out in 1982 on their label, Spider Leg Records. Before that, we had one of my favorite bands ever, the band Gang of Four, with the song Natural's Not In It from the Entertainment LP that came out in 1979, and they're from Leeds. I still believe that anyone that wants to learn how to play guitar, if you can play Natural's Not In It, you are a good guitar player. It sounds like a really simple song. It's essentially two chords, but it's really easy to get lost in that rhythm. So good for Gang of Four for being amazing. Before that, we had the band Germhouse with the song Lapping It Up from the Germhouse EP 7-inch that came out in June of this year on Chunklet Industries Records from Atlanta. And we started that one off with the band Billiam with the song Soup Season from the 8 Hours in Billiam 7-inch that came out in May of this year. They're on Under the Gun Records out of L.A., and Billiam is from Melbourne. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. Flux of Pink Indians got me in a great hard mood, so I want to keep that energy going. Let's keep going with the band Lassie from Germany. This is the song Nightmares.
Let's do it. Yeah.
I forgot how hard that band goes. That was, I think, one of the best examples of what punk rock can be and what punk rock should be. That was Devo with Smart Patrol, Mr. DNA, Into Gut Feeling, and Slap Your Mammy. It's a live recording called Are We Not Live Yet? It came out in 2020. I guess they found a live recording from 1980 where they played at the Orpheum Theater in Boston. That's such a great example of kind of weirdo, nerdy punk that can still slap you in the face with it. Before that, we had another band that I think deserves the recognition for being extremely punk, but they don't get labeled in that category very much. Yeah, we played it. We played Oingo Boingo. That was Oingo Boingo with the song Who Do You Want to Be from the Good For Your Soul LP that came out in 1983. And we started that one off with a German band called Lassie. That was the song Nightmares from the Behold 12-inch that came out in June. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. You can hear us again at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions that you want to send for review, you can send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette releases to MRR P.O. Box 3852. Oakland, California, 94609. Any donations you'd want to make, you can do so at MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. You can yell at us on Twitter, @MRRRadio. You can subscribe and rate us wherever you find your podcasts. And we also wanted to mention that MRR is currently looking for reviewers. If you write to MRR@MaximumRockandRoll.com. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. Thank you for being with me here tonight. Well, we kind of go down this trend of amazing, weird punk bands that didn't feel the need to be tough guys, that may not have been labeled as a punk band, but damn, they're punk as shit. And I wanted to take it home tonight with, I think, one of the very, very best examples of a band that came around at the time when punk was really starting and jumped on the fact that no one was telling them what to do, and they finally found a place to fit. I'm talking about specifically the first 2 records. We're going to be listening tonight to the 2nd record. I think one of the best examples of what a punk band can be, the band The B-52s from Athens, Georgia. Ricky Wilson, I think, is one of the better punk guitar players that we've ever seen. He was really good at being striking, but yet minimal. The band had a lot of energy, and they didn't really go out of their way to be weird. They were very, very genuine. So I think when we talk about some of the best examples of punk rock, if you're going to say that Devo is that, which I really absolutely think they are, the B-52s need to also be in that conversation, especially looking at the B-52s' self-titled record and the 2nd record, Wild Planet. I'm very proud to put them in the same camp as Devo and Gang of Four and Oingo Boingo and Romeo Void and X-Ray Specs. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. We're going to be taking it home with 2 songs off of the B-52's absolutely legendary 2nd record, Wild Planet from 1980. This is Running Around and Strobe Light.
Run around, run, run, running around. Chasing rainbows, dancing on my. You got me You got me running. Tonight, I want you to walk in the door. I want you to lay on the floor. 'Cause tonight's the night we make love under a soul fire. I kiss your hair, I feel electricity in the air. I'm gonna kiss your eyes. Then I'm gonna kiss your neck. Then I'm gonna kiss your tummy.
Ooh.
Then I'm gonna kiss your pineapple. Tonight's the night for love under the lights.